6. He's never killed anyone directly. It was 4:09 a.m. in San Francisco, and NTD/Strategic was going crazy. More and more people waking up on the East Coast, trying crazy shit to find Arturo Megadog. She had to say something. "I found him," she said. "I got lucky. Drove around till I saw something that reminded me of a picture he showed me of the view from his house. He's okay. He says thank you to everyone. Paramedics are with him now, but he's already thrown up most of what he took." The forum was thrilled and relieved, except for 3 douchebags who said she'd ruined their night's sleep and she should have kept them updated as she was traveling and told them about the picture. Further members of the forum told the douchebags they were the reason society was going to collapse. Then there was a long game of "no, you are," until sometime just before dawn, Arturo Megadog's original post deleted itself. At which point the argument, instead of dissolving, became more entrenched the less the people involved knew about its origins. Albert took small sips of coffee, wincing slightly. Martha tried to remember the last time she'd seen him. At a fundraiser, maybe, and maybe he'd been drunk. She remembered now knowing he was gay and that he had a partner who never came to any of these events and didn't want to be involved in any of the media of it. Albert said suddenly, "I never sent you any photo. How did you know it was this house?" There was a pause, and she stared at the floor and the ceiling and the rows of books, wondering whether to tell him the truth. She said, "Fantail. You can do it without knowing someone's real name if you have high-level access. Advertising filters. You like this brand of kimchi. You live near water in San Francisco. You were thinking of having a child. You were married to a man who worked for a car company that had been bought up by Fantail. That narrowed it down. And then you'd made purchases that you described from Green Trunk and Togbuzz, and we own both of those now. I got an address. It didn't say Albert Dabrowski. It said Mike McCall." Albert laughed properly at that, a deep belly laugh that turned into coughing. "I knew it," he said at last. "I fucking knew Lenk was doing shit like this, collecting all that data, saying they wouldn't use it, but once you have it, it's trivial to do stuff like that." Albert scratched his ear with a shaking hand. "My husband's name was Mike," he said. "The house was in his name. He liked me before I came up with Medlar when I was 20 and arrogant as shit, a brain on legs. He was the first man who ever thought I shone. He never told anyone he worked with who I was. He didn't want to be treated special, so he didn't get treated special." "If Link had known who he was, they'd have kept his pension," said Martha, but Albert looked at her so pityingly that she was ashamed. "Please," he said, "please will you leave now? I'll forget you were here. You'll forget you met me. You saved my life, okay? You saved my fucking life, and I'll go get some help, and you and Link and Fantail Advertising Filters get one good mark in your ledger, okay? I won't put it on Name the Day." "If I leave," said Martha, "do you have someone you can call to take my place? Someone you can tell what happened here, honestly?" The washer whirred in the closet down the hall. "My sister's in Napa," said Albert. "And?" Something animated in Albert, a chance to tell a story he'd told before, a sliver of the person he usually was. "Well, she's a grade-A bitch. She doesn't even have the excuse of Jesus. She goes to church, but not one of those churches. They have a hot 32-year-old minister who plays the saxophone. But still, whatever you do, she thinks you're doing it wrong. Not you, me." "So you're not going to call her?" "For a while, I've really been a problem for her because, you know, dead husband, she can't compete in the suffering Olympics. But this, she'd say there's no way to do grief wrong, but also she would make it clear that taking a bunch of pills and a bottle of bourbon is the wrong way to do it." "Fuck her then," said Martha. "Never see her again. Never talk to her again. What's the fucking point?" Albert looked at her. "Okay, you really are one corn." "Tell me something," he said. "You just came to a stranger's house and saved his life. That has to mean something about who you are deep down. What the shit are you doing working for Lent Skatlish?" "He's not the worst person in the world." Albert looked at her and slowly raised an eyebrow. This was the Arturo Megadog she knew. It couldn't be helped. Some part of the people they'd been online was bleeding through here. "He's not an arms manufacturer," said Martha. "He's not a drug dealer. He's not in the mob. He's never killed anyone." "Oh, really?" said Albert, and she remembered the pensions and his husband. "Fuck, sorry. But I mean, he's never killed anyone directly. There are plenty of worse people." "You're not selling it." "They do bring people together, that is true. People meet on Fantail. They talk." "Oh, come on. What do you want me to say?" "I liked you online," said Albert. I like you, said Martha. The person I know online is passionate about the world, about doing the right thing. She's funny and acerbic, and she knows her Bible, and I guess, like, I just imagine you'd be working for an NGO on child poverty, the way you talk. That's it, the way you talk, I didn't think you'd be helping Link Scatlish strip mine human sanity for coins. Martha drew breath to answer, but Albert wasn't finished. Because you know that's what he's doing. If you were anyone else on that board, I'd think, okay, fine, she gets it on a personal level, but not on a societal level. But you know. He's deliberately making people angry and desperate so he can keep them clicking. He's taking data that doesn't belong to him and using it to fund stupid fucking shit like his undersea base. I blame myself every day for getting thrown out of Medlar. I wanted that company to be an example of how to do it right. And I pushed too hard, and the money wanted me out. And that was it, my one big idea. You get one fucking life, Martha Einkorn, and I should know. I'm in extra time over here, and I think I get to say whatever I like. You get one fucking life, and you're smart, and you have insight and energy and courage, and you're using all that to help Lenk Skettlish?